And then, you know, gets put into that situation where he's got a chance to, you know, to give you the lead. And what a great at bat it was, too. And that's what we've been hearing about him in spring. I mean, that's what we saw in spring. That's what we've been hearing about him in, you know, in AAA this year. He puts together a good solid at bat, doesn't try to do too much, and, you know, gets a 3-2 pitch and hits it up the middle for what ended up being the game winner. So pretty significant day in his life. I know his mom and dad were here, and it's really cool. So I guess this is one of the better days in his life.
What about Piscotty's game? Kind of all over the place.
Yeah, the play was great. We've seen him do that. He seems to be moving around a lot better now, too, and his swings seem to have a little bit something behind him. He's playing really good baseball right now, and like I said, you know, it's just not one side. It's defensively as well, and we've seen him make some great plays this year. I never even saw the play from where we were. We couldn't even see it, but I knew if it ended up being an out, it must have been a heck of a play.
Bob, both starters get hurt today.
Yeah.
Your guy, how's he doing?
He's all right. It's we're calling it a sprain. It's on the right foot. It's not in the same area that it was surgically repaired. So we'll check him out in the next couple of days. But unfortunately had to take him out. With what we've had going on with starting pitching, you know, this year, we didn't want to push it too far.
The first inning was obviously a nightmare start, especially with the overturn on the call against Moncada. Did you think it's possible to see definitively whether or not on the replay he should play the pitch?
It's not my position to say whether he did or didn't. What my problem was with the timing of it. I mean, it went out there with the trainer. You know, it took a little too long. But as far as the, you know, whether it hit him or not, I you know what, there have been so many close things that you think are going to go one way and go the other way that I don't know. It did look like it might have gotten him a little bit, but the white sleeve I think affected it because of the color of the ball.
Oh, how about just your team coming back from a quick 5-0 hole in this one? That doesn't always happen in baseball.
No, and you know, I think you guys had a good feeling in the dugout. You know, we got back in there, and then once Piscotty hit the two-run homer, we know we're in shouting distance. So they kept grinding the whole game and ended up getting some really big hits. But I think once Piscotty hit the home run, we felt like we were right back in the game.
What happened with Fowler there on the? Did he just?
You know what he thought? He had the ball that he was out. You know, Maddie's yelling at him and pointing at the base and stay there. And I don't know if something was said to him, like you're out or whatever. I don't know. But he thought he was out and came off the bag.
And Piscotty getting thrown out there in the sixth.
Which one now?
On the fly ball, Barretto's.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was gone.
Yeah, you know what? He's at that point in time in the game, he's trying to read it down and score. You know, he probably doesn't score if it drops and he takes off like that, so he's taking a calculated risk there.
Good.
All right.
Thanks. This is smaller than Wrigley's office.